Urging people to stay home. That will include those 91 counties that are under the emergency declaration. That is a number that will fluctuate as the storm and the ice gets worse. We could anticipate that number to go up.
Yeah, there's Governor Deal this time talking about the situation in Atlanta. But it was like Atlanta and Raleigh changed places. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. So more of Snowmageddon 2014 carrying over from the tail end of 2013. It's strange because just a week ago we were talking about how terrible it was in Atlanta, and why do the people all take to the roads at the same time? Because they were told to go home. So now in North Carolina, they do the same thing. How does that happen? Monumental traffic jams. Probably last week, the people in North Carolina were looking at Atlanta like they were crazy people. Now they're caught in the same thing. The highways started to get bad. As snow was falling about midday, everybody left work, and unfortunately it was at the same time. They were warned to stay home because the storm would move in pretty fast, but it was too late. Anybody who pretty much took off in Raleigh from work a little bit after noon did not have plenty of time to get home before the worst of the snow hit. Instead, many of them had to park cars and start walking in shoes with no boots. It was a eerily familiar sight that we had just seen in Atlanta. How strange. I think more people are going to start to get a hang of this thing. If they tell you, look out, it could be catastrophic, maybe it's best to work from home. Or if you go into work and you start to listen to more reports and it's a definite, it's coming, it's hidden, leave immediately. Grab your donut on the way out and some paper so you can work from home. So it was pretty bad in Raleigh. They're going to have the same thing that happened in Atlanta. They were unprepared for what was going to happen with all the cars, even though they were warned, which means checking cars, people going back to get cars, and all that that entails. This time, Deal, who you just heard, who was criticized brutally over the way he handled the last storm, thanked the people in Georgia and said they showed character, didn't want to have kids stuck in school like they were on January 28th by less than 3 inches of snow, and have countless people abandon their cars after getting stuck bumper to bumper for hours and hours and hours. So what happened in Atlanta instead happened in Raleigh. How crazy is that? I don't know that it's going to happen in Raleigh again afterwards. In the Northeast, as they watch that going on in the South, they're sitting in snow right now, probably planning not to work. Schools are closed. In New York, they're talking about 14 inches of snow. And the scary thing is ice. If you get ice, what can happen to the trees? What ultimately happens to the power and the weight for the power to come back on? So a massive ice storm paralyzing the South and really hitting their interstates, and the Northeast now in the middle of snow embracing for what some will try to do, a brutal commute. A lot of people like to share their battle scars when it comes to war with Mother Nature. If you want to share, you can certainly do it. It always feels good to vent anyway if it's a current story. I'm going to throw out the digits right at the top. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Earlier in the day, I got this note from Lori who said, I wouldn't believe it if it hadn't have happened right here in my hometown. Kate, you've spent time in Raleigh. I cannot believe that all the people seem to pour into the roadways at the same time. How is it possible that there weren't staggered shifts of people who decided to go home at different times? It's as if we were all getting out of school, the bell rang, and suddenly everybody is out the door. I feel lucky. I was stuck for a few hours. I waited it out. I got in. I didn't have to leave my car. The entire time I was sweating it out, though, playing out the scenarios of what should I do, what should I do, what should I do. I've listened to your show, and I've heard you talk about some of the things that have happened to you because of Mother Nature. And I have to say that I got wise. I did what you said to do, and I had some boots thrown in the trunk. I had a light blanket, and I also had some water. So the good news is that the boots came in handy, even though I did end up trudging off into the wilderness somewhere because I had to park my car. But they still came in handy because I didn't have to put on or keep on my shoes from work and trudge up my driveway in snow, and at least I knew I had the peace of mind that I had them, and I also had something warmer. I can't emphasize enough, after seeing what was happening in Raleigh, that anybody who doesn't have at least a few things in a box somewhere, something in the trunk during the winter, is almost asking for it, I would say. God bless the people in the East Coast for what they're about to go through. Yeah, so thanks for the note. The brutal winter is something that we haven't seen in a while. We've seen single-digit temperatures in the Midwest. We've seen ice and slush and parked cars and, I mean, all kinds of crazy, crazy things. And, you know, you always know it's possible, but now it's different. I just don't think you can... You just cannot use the excuse for, this doesn't usually happen here. You just have to be prepared. I mean, it's just easy. Just go through the house, throw a flashlight, throw some water bottles, throw a few things in a box, throw them in the trunk. Exactly what she did. That's exactly what I've done. Because the other thing is, and this can happen too, what if you have that odd breakdown and it's cold? And you got to wait a little bit. It doesn't matter. You have a cell phone. You start calling someone, whatever. You still have a wait time. So then at least you could be more comfortable, one would think, anyway, if you had a few extra things that you could grab in case of an emergency. So it just makes sense. I mean, really. Speaking of pulling the ripcord, that's exactly what happened in the Senate. The Senate decides debt ceiling time means let's not play make a deal. Instead, let's pass it and move forward. The gory details next on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
With the Senate. I don't know. Are you tired of hearing about this whole debt ceiling stuff, throwing up your hands in the arms, saying in the air, saying, I'm tired of this? The Senate votes Wednesday, and they avert the political crisis of the day through March 2015. The government can borrow more money to pay its bills. Woohoo! But what does that mean? We're already $17 trillion in debt, right? Our deficit? So nothing is cut and everything is pushed. The president, of course, is going to sign the legislation. The Senate vote was the last hurdle. So that's it. It's done. Senator Ted Cruz, a Tea Party leader, you would say, mounted a possible filibuster attempt to force a 60-vote threshold, but he was shouted out, basically. A dozen Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, joined Democrats to overcome the filibuster. 67-31, that's the procedural vote that avoided another impasse over spending. So the Senate gave the final approval, and what that was 55-43 on party lines, and boom, it moves forward. The Republicans who helped overcome the filibuster voting against the measure to reduce their political risk. That's what it's all about. Is it an election year? Who's voting for me? What's my constituents? What's the demographic of my constituents? So that's a big beat for the Tea Party and conservatives. In fact, it prompted Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator of New York, to say this. Republicans are trying to put Tea Party politics in the rearview mirror. What do you think, America? Is the Tea Party toast? Is Schumer right? Are they trying to stick a stake in the heart of the Tea Party because it's a pain? It's uncomfortable. We got problems. The Republican pie is sliced in lots of different directions. I don't think the death of the Tea Party is anytime soon. I don't think that's happening anytime soon. In fact, there's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of people that are breathing new life into it. Regardless, Mitch McConnell's going to be on thin ice when it comes to being reelected in Kentucky. Some people are furious. And John Boehner, who let things pass in the House with a clean bill, is on the hot seat when it comes to being elected Speaker again. It's interesting because the CNN ORC International poll found that 54% of the people who responded would blame congressional Republicans for a failure to raise the debt ceiling. 29 would blame Obama. 12 would blame both. I'm just saying that at some point, if we don't take some scissors to that deficit, what are we passing on to the future generations of this nation? How can they possibly chunk down that deficit? $17 trillion. That is not a manageable amount. But it seems acceptable. I don't understand that. I don't understand how more people aren't rabid about it. Is it the live in the moment and let's just move on? Who cares if I don't have to pay it? And this is what I think. When you're a taxpayer, you got to think of what you're funding. Some of the nonsense, things that are good, hey, let's make a list of the pros and let's make a list of the cons. But the cons are usually things that are buried that you don't find out about until it's too late. And the worst crime of all here is, how can we elect people that can't hammer out a budget? If I ran a company and I had departments and they had to come up with budgets, and they didn't come up with budgets year after year after year, and we were running on the guessing game, are you kidding? There's no way you can survive and thrive like that. Anybody who runs a company that way knows that they probably won't be in business for very long. I have certainly worked in my career in places where I had to have a budget. I had to earmark money so they knew, what is this being paid for? What are salaries? What is this? What is that? And it's not that difficult. Granted, a big broadcasting corporation's one department's budget compared to the federal government is a little different. Apples and oranges. But my point, I think it's pretty simple. If you can't come up with a budget and you're part of the crew that proposes it, talks it out, all that stuff, then you need to be replaced. That has to be tops on the list. And you know what it is? It's the hear no evil, see no evil, I don't want to think about it evil. Ugh, the budget, that's a prickly thing. Let's just put this Band-Aid over it, slap it away as far down the pike as we can, and not worry about it. Kind of like immigration. Immigration, boy, we don't have enough people that are going to vote for immigration. For the Republicans, it looks different. To the Democrats, it looks different. To a lot of people across America, what should happen here looks different. So let's talk about it. And talk about it the way we think the people who would vote for us want to hear, and then let's just bury it and wait till after the election to even take it up again where we know we're probably not going to do anything. Man, that's just wrong. This is lame. Anybody else out there think that's just lame? Lots of you run your own business. You have your own small business. You're an entrepreneur. Could you really run things the way they're running it? For goodness sake, lop off some of those trillions. Worry about some of those trillions. So the debt up $2.7 trillion in 2.5 years under these deals. And once the politicians are long gone, well, it doesn't matter. Then we can look back and say, oh, do you remember when John Boehner was the Speaker of the House and he didn't stick to the we got to cut some spending thing? Remember that? That's what happens. That's what happens. I mean, we can go back to August of 2011. The president signed legislation approved by the Boehner-led House, permitting the Treasury to increase the debt by $900 billion. But since then, the debt limit has been repeatedly suspended by legislation that needed to pass through the Republican-controlled House. The House voted 221 to 201 to suspend the debt limit. The majority of the House, plus 28 House Republicans, including the Speaker and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, said yes. That was Tuesday. Wednesday, the Senate said yes. And now it's really a reality. Man, something is wrong. We are shaking the top off the pepper. And it's going to fall on somebody, and it's going to be blinding. And I think what's going to happen is the country is just going to get weaker and weaker. And we're going to start to read the headlines in the Wall Street Journal about the problems and the snafus and what went wrong. And we're going to remember these conversations of why wasn't spending cut? Why wasn't it trimmed? We can see areas where you can pick a little here, pick a little there, for goodness sake. And it gets back to the budget thing again. Not having a budget. As much as they hammer on business owners to be prepared, we have a government that can't come up with a budget. Go figure. Coming up on the flip side, Senator Paul joins a class action lawsuit. I'll explain next.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We think this is an important first step. We don't do this out of disrespect to anyone. We do this out of respect to the Constitution and out of the belief that these decisions cannot be made in secret by a secret court. This, we believe, will be a historic lawsuit. We think it may well be the largest class action lawsuit ever filed on behalf of the Bill of Rights.
All right, that's the voice of Senator Rand Paul. And if you haven't heard the story, interesting. I love the fact that Paul is so in your face, I gotta say. So he files this class action suit against the president and the NSA. And it is one of the largest class action suits. It might not go anywhere. It's probably not. The idea is to highlight what's happening here because it talks about the NSA program, the sweep ups, the stories, the telephone, metadata and all. And includes where and when calls are made, not the contents of the calls, but everything else. And the suit asks the court to rule the program unconstitutional and forbid the government from continuing it. So I think Paul, if anything, is pushing to get out there to be heard on the issues that matter to him because he wants to run for president. I think he's going to be on that short list for the Republicans. The suit officially, by the way, beside the president, as I said, names the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, NSA Director Keith Alexander. This guy is just waiting to explode. And the FBI Director, too, is on that list. And the Justice Department shot back and said, we remain confident that the program is legal. At least 15 judges have previously found that anyway. So that's what they're referring to. But Paul says hundreds of thousands of people have joined, saying the suit could conceivably represent hundreds of millions of people who have phone lines in the country. So bravo in the fact that he's smart to highlight something that infuriates a lot of people, including himself, and showing a little bit of his politics, because he's going to run. I think you're going to see Paul come into the race. I'd be stunned if he doesn't. And maybe, you know, maybe he doesn't. He hasn't said that. But it seems like he would be on a list. And think Tea Party and think of some of what he's proposed. And it fits. It fits that he would do that. In the beginning, especially, testing the waters to see what happens and if he can get the backing. Because it's about the backing. If you get the backing as it costs a fortune to run, then you know you have some place to wiggle. You know you have some place to go. Speaking of wiggling, we've had a lot of problems at the Olympics. Coming up in our next segment, I'll give you a medal update and tell you a little bit about what's been happening. So I'm not surprised, but a lot of people want to know about the Olympics. They're not watching every day. They want to know what, how the Americans are doing and actually how some of the other teams are doing and, you know, whatnot. So we will get you up to date on that. Fox News did a poll that said voters think the worst is yet to come on the economy. And this is what I wonder, why there's such separation between Washington and the rest of the world, the rest of the country. So Obama was giving a passing grade on the economy. Nearly three times as many people think he deserves an F as say he should get an A. Here's what the poll found. When asked to grade Obama for the job he's done on improving the economy, 9% gave him an A, 22 a B, 22 a C, and a sizable amount think he deserves a grade of D. A grade of D. So that would not be a great average. That'd be like a C average. And voters are pessimistic over the future of the economy. Can you blame them? 58% think the worst is yet to come. That's up from 52% a year ago. But it's the highest levels we've recorded since 2009. Then 66% said the worst was yet to come. Yeah, I don't. When we, I keep reading about this big turnaround and people are doing well and wow, look at the economy, look at what's happening to stocks, blah blah blah. And that's not the picture I'm getting when I talk to people. I'm not hearing very many say that. In fact, they're saying the opposite. They're stringing jobs together, and I guess that's part of the problem. It's incomplete information. So the two job people, the people who dropped out of looking, got disillusioned, all those people are lost in the middle of it. Because what are they doing? How are they making ends meet? And the answer is they're having a big, they're having a hard time of it. The politics of the economy. Politics of the economy. So you have the Paul class action suit on the whole NSA thing, and on the heels of that, too, which is kind of interesting, is the economy and how that plays out. Because I just went on that whole thing about the debt ceiling and pushing the debt ceiling to 2015. The entire time I've done America Tonight, they keep pushing it off, pushing it off, pushing it off. Oof, can't come up with a budget? Let's push down the road. Can't figure out a way, excuse me, to make this happen. Let's push it over. Let's flip this around and just wait. But I don't know how anyone can explain to me. $17 trillion. What does $17 trillion even look like? In debt for $17 trillion. It's not seven, 17. Staggering. I mean, it's absolutely staggering. How do you get out of that kind of debt? And especially with China, knowing that China holds that debt. It's like we're at this big poker table, this round poker table, and people are cheering in one direction and they're cheering in another. Which way do you think the Chinese are cheering? And the more indebted we get to them, the worse off it is. The worse off. So we pass the debt ceiling increase because we don't want another government shutdown. Or the Democrats certainly don't. And I think a lot of the Republicans don't want that either. And then you have the powerful bookends in Congress and in the Senate who say, let's just get it done. Let's just pass it. Yeah, we're just passing this thing. We're done the debate. Let's just take a vote. Let's pass it. And that's bad. How much homework went into that? That was the best option. You got to be kidding me. The best option they could come up with. By the way, let me stick this one in. The president raised the minimum wage, just became official, for contract workers for the government. You know, we talked about that for a long time, too. And that riddle is solved. But we go back to the same thing of paying for it. How are we paying for these things? And that's just a question mark. Which is so crazy. It's just one big question mark. All right, how are we paying for this? We'll figure out a way. Because we can't have this hanging over us. And I think now, really, I'm not even purposely trying to trash the president. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, if you just look at the programs and what is all of a sudden being pushed through for law, and, oh, I'll use the executive orders, is just get it all through. Get it all through, then we're done. Just get it done. And that's the feeling. It's like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And every time I'm reporting on something, looking at something, calling something on to somebody in Washington, that's the creepy feeling that I get. Just get her done. Got to put a big old Band-Aid on it. Let's get it done. That works for me. So the minimum wage goes up for contract workers. And we're talking about people who work for the government. What that means is a few hundred thousand federal contractors get the benefit of that. The president said it's the right thing to do. He announced the executive order to boost some contractor wages during the State of the Union address last month. He urged the measure Wednesday in the White House ceremony when he was flanked by lots of people who would make more money if they didn't take more action. So the White House concedes that the executive order, which raised the hourly wage from $7.25 to $10.10, only applies to a small percentage rather of the more than 2 million federal contractors. But they're hoping it guarantees some momentum for the proposal on the Hill. I don't know. I say fat chance on that minimum wage deal. Coming back, we're taking you to Sochi, Russia, as we check the medal count for Team USA.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Russia, site of the 2014 Olympics. The United States has 9, as do the Russians. The Netherlands, 10. Canada, 10. And good old Norway with 12 medals and a few medals, too. They lead the pack, 4 gold medals, 3 silver, 5 bronze. For the U.S., it's 3 gold, 1 silver, and 5 bronze. There have been a couple of athletes who were expected to medal and be sent off into history, and so far that has not happened in the Olympics. I think one of the biggest disappointments happened the other day, and we mentioned this before, but Shaun White, who competed in the half pipe and is really fun to watch, did great on a practice run, a qualifying run that got him in, but then could not repeat it when he had to. He couldn't, when it really counted, he couldn't do it, so he finished fourth. And I think, poor guy, I think he looked just completely shocked that he didn't win, that he came in fourth. He had what looked to be like little tears in his eyes to me. It just was sad. Sad that he didn't do it, because, man, there was so much pressure on him to do it. His family was there, and there were so many people around him. There's so many stories on him, and he couldn't do it. couldn't do it. In the meantime, one of the more interesting stories to come out of the Olympics was the downhill finish for the women. Two gold medals. For the first time in Olympic history, two women won gold medals in alpine skiing. Tina Mazian of Slovenia and Dominique Gissen, I think it is, of Switzerland, both finished 1 minute 41.57 seconds. That's crazy. The odds of that are astronomical. But they did. They finished it. At the same exact, I mean, they finished the time was at the same exact time. So, that's, in a way, pretty cool. It has happened before, as far as ties are concerned. The last time Olympic skiing happened in the men's Super G in 98 in Japan, where you had an Austrian and a guy from Switzerland who tied. Two women have tied for second place. Isn't this fun? I love this history. Two women have tied for second place in the Olympic giant slalom races in 92. But this is kind of a shocker. Julie Mancuso, who started at number 12, trailed by .99 in eighth place after losing more than a half a second in the lower sections. But she came up with her bronze the other day, so she contributed. So what's interesting is some of these athletes who were almost expected to be automatics are not automatics. It shows you how hard it is to win a medal. I mean, even if you're dominant in your sport, it doesn't mean you're not going to be all of a sudden massively challenged by something or someone you're not aware of. And I think that's happening. I think the pressure is there. Shawnee Davis, same thing. Doesn't finish in the money. And this kid who spent all that time in Chicago, or guy, it's really a full-on guy, doesn't medal. But the storylines were, can he win another medal? Can he win for a third time? And he fell flat. And he didn't do it. So as far as the count's concerned, we're right up in there. But not leading. Not leading the pack. I'll say it again. Norway 12, Canada 10, Netherlands 10, U.S. 9, Russians 9. You know, a lot of stories, a lot of the Olympics, which I think is the good part, is where they tell you the story of the struggling person, their family, whatever it is. And I read this story the other day. I hadn't realized this because now they're doing the bobsledding. They're coming up on that. Jamaica's bobsled team had to raise money just to get to Russia. They're at the games, but they don't have their equipment. They couldn't make their first practice runs because their luggage with the runners for their two-man sled as well as their sliding gear was missing. It was missing. So they said the sled is here, but the blades that they really put together to work on aren't there. They think they might have left them back, the airline might have left them back in New York. Ugh. And they don't have clothing either. So what happened was they missed their connecting flight in Moscow after being delayed by bad weather in New York. So you have other competitors who have done these unofficial runs and they haven't been able to do it. If they don't have the runners, the helmets, and the sliding suits by Thursday, they're going to borrow from other teams so they can practice. Oh, how awful is that? So when they qualified and they didn't have enough money to fund the trip, they needed $80,000. They got donations from around the world. They raised, you ready for this? It's like that crowdsourcing stuff. $120,000 in 2 days. $120,000. So how about that? They put it out on the bulletin boards, that kind of stuff, posted it, word of mouth, and then they got the money that they needed. But now it's the question of the luggage. Oh, isn't that a bummer? After everything they went through to get there, and then to have that happen with the equipment. and people are funny about the equipment. All right, our own Nathan Reeder, I'm sure, in our plush studios in Minneapolis at the GCN Mothership. I'm sure you are glued to the Olympics. Nathan, have you been watching it all?
What are Olympics? I haven't really been watching much, but I did. So I was at a music event last night that I was performing, and behind the bar, the TVs were on, and I've never seen this before. It was kind of like when all of a sudden curling came upon me like 2 years ago. That kind of blew my mind, but I don't know what this sport is called. Maybe you know it's cross-country skiing, and yet rifles are strapped to people's backs, and they have to be able to shoot a target before they move on to the next. That kind of...
biathlon.
What is it called?
Biathlon.
Okay, it's a biathlon. Wow, yeah, yeah, okay.
Biathlon or practicing for celebrity bodyguard in the future.
I like that one. Isn't that like a 007 movie or
something? Yeah. Hey, come out of the woods. Ready or not, we're here. You didn't know we were here, but we are here. Yeah, it's funny. The Winter Olympics, as some of you are listening to Nathan talk about them, and even myself, they, for most Americans, they're not the intriguing. They're just not. They're not as intriguing as the Summer Games. And we also have better, I shouldn't say we have better competitors, because we have some incredibly talented people in the Winter Games. But people are glued. I don't know if it's the track and field, what it is. But people are glued to the Summer Olympics. I don't know. And I have to go back and look at the ratings to make sure I'm right on that. But it seems though people are more glued to it than they are with the Winter Olympics. And that's part of the deal. I think that's part of the problem. But the stories are good. So if you pay attention to the stories, that's what I like about NBC. They weave in the stories. Then you get a better sense of what the sports are. And the curling has been interesting because the curling, one of the groups in the curling has some pretty unusual unis, and they lately have been getting a lot of publicity for the uniforms. If you can tell me what country those unis are, and you send it to me at americatonight.net, I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.